flesh. I live my entire life this moment. Flesh, I live my entire life this moment. We buy these little flash cards and we put them in our computer, and on the flash card is whatever is on that flash card. It may have maybe 100 pieces of music, 1,000 pieces of music. It may have all sorts of wonderful things, and it's a joyous little flash card. No bigger what would you say? No bigger. You say packets of cigarettes. We don't have those anymore. No bigger than a candy bar. And even a candy bar is too big. It's just a small, tiny, thin little thing. It's just maybe a fraction of an inch wide, deep, and long. And maybe about 2 inches long, and maybe about half an inch wide. And a tiny fraction of an inch deep. And this is recorded all of these things that we put on there. It's like a lifetime of adventure. If it were on our cellular telephone, it could be the entire Library of Congress that's available on there. It's amazing. Flash, I live my entire life this moment. Really, on that flash card is all that information, all the things that I put on there. And I can play them back for myself at any time I want. Now, there are some music pieces that are on there that don't delight me, or at least not at this moment. And other pieces of music on there that just thrill me and cause me to meditate in beautiful attitudes of thought. And they're wonderful. But everything is there. Everything is there for me to choose from. And I may choose one piece or another. I may choose one melody or another. I may choose one talk or another that I have given and put on there. I may choose somebody else's talks. I may go on YouTube and I may look on this YouTube right in this flash card, yes. Because I've chosen to call it up and have it come forth with me. It does everything. And what it does also, it makes me a connection to the entire world. That flashcard gives me a connection to the entire world. It helps me tune in to everywhere. And it has all the imaginable, all the magic, all the wonder, all the excitement that I could ever dream of. But it's just the flashcard. Now, we have our other discs on which things appear. We can have movies. We can have 5 or 6 movies on a very tiny disc, and we think that's just marvelous. It's just amazing. We have 2-hour movies, 3-hour movies. We have 8 hours of movies. It depends on how much memory we have on our flash disc. Well, now, in the mind of man, in the mind of a human being, the memory disc is limitless. It is unlimited. It has the ability to have everything on it, and does. And that is the mind, the universal mind that we have for us. And what do we use? We use our brain as a device to reach into this universal mind, to make selections from it, of the movies we want to see, the music we want to hear, the conversations we want to have. And we are brilliant. We are absolutely brilliant. We have this absolutely magnificent connection, this absolutely brilliant flow to the universal allness. And the universal allness is really no bigger than a flash card, just like the flash card we have for our computers or that we have for our iPhones or various other devices that we have. And it is truly wonderful and truly amazing. But that's nothing at all. That's nothing at all compared to what we have in our brain. Our physical brain has the ability to, it's our computer, it has the ability to move into any dimension of thinking, any dimension of attitude of anything that we want to have, and it helps us to get there and helps us to know it and enjoy it. I live my entire life this moment, not only on the flashcards of this moment, but on the allness of this moment, because everything is packed into the nowness, the oneness, the here-ness, and I am that. You are that. We all are that. All of us have the opportunity to take any amount of the infinite information that we want, any amount of it, any time we want. And we can enjoy it and live it and love it any time we want. It's just a matter of our choice. And that choice is for us to consider. Now, what do you want to do? I live my entire life this moment. You are living your entire life this moment. All in the world are living their entire life this moment. All of the beautiful, magnificent experiences that life brings to us or that we bring to life, we are living right at this moment. Can you imagine the cataclysm, the confusion, the unusual activity going on when all these things are going on at the same moment and we are aware of it? Well, what we do is we're not choosing to be aware of it. We pretend that it's not there. We pretend that our vision is not there. We pretend that our hearing is not there. We pretend that our feeling and sensations of the various senses are not there. We feel that that is the case, and it ain't so. It's not the case. Everything is being lived. My entire life is being lived this moment, this instant, this now. And I am enjoying it now. Oh, I can play parts of it that I don't enjoy, but that's a foolish thing to do. I only play parts of my life that I enjoy and I'm thrilling with and I'm, oh, just so happy with, because it's me. It's who I am. It's where I'm going. It's what's making my world turn. It's what's making my life feel absolutely fantastic. Now, am I ready for that sort of a life? Am I ready to live my entire life this moment? No. Can I ever be ready to live my entire life this moment? Yes. Do I want to live my entire life this moment? Well, according to my human attitude, no. Because if I were living this my entire life this moment, I would not be able to, so to speak, touch base with each little incident, each little happening that's taking place in my life. And I, as a human being, enjoy touching base with each little incident in my life, being aware of each little incident in my life, being touched, being in any way made to feel that these incidents in my life are important in themselves. And, in fact, they're not. I live in the allness, the cornucopia of all, the enfoldment of all. I live in the recognition that everything I am is the all. Now, why would I ever want to live in the feeling that I had to have a specific moment in time? I had to have a specific incident in time. Why would I have that feeling in my life? Well, I have that feeling in my life because that's what a human does, and that's how a human responds to the world. Do I want to be human? And I would say, most of the time, yes. Do I want to be divine? Now, that sounds awfully good. Do I know what divine is? And the answer is no. I don't know what the divine is. I don't even know what other dimensions of life experiences are, that I move from one plane to another, and I disappear on one plane, and I appear on another plane, and yet I'm doing all those things all at the same time. There is no otherness. There is no other plane. There is no other time. There's no other moment. All time and space are right here, right now, and I am living it. Now, it's only when I tune in to being divine, it's only when I tune in to being the allness that I am, that I can realize that I live my entire life this moment. We can understand a flash drive, and that has no moving parts in it. It's just an electronic gadget, and in it can be placed everything. And they're making these flash drives, the chips, more and more and more receptive to more and more and more information. They're putting layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. And you see, that's the physical attitude. That's what we tell ourselves from the physical point of view, the scientific point of view, if you will. And as we tell ourselves that, we limit ourselves. Because the divine in us, even the human in us, does not need layer upon layer upon layer. All exists at the same moment, at the same time. And there is no layer. There is no otherness. All exist and all are revealed at the same moment, in the same allness. Now, we cannot even comprehend that. We cannot even realize what that means, and what that means to us, and what that means to life. What does it mean? Well, what it means is that I live my entire life this moment, and the more I let that thought sink into my present awareness, the more my present awareness is broader, more grand, more wonderful than anything I could ever imagine. And it is that right now. It is that right now, in this moment, I live my entire life this moment. And that is true. Can you say I live my entire life this moment and feel comfortable about it? Not really. But that moment is here. That realization is here. Can you pick up a radio and tune it to different stations and say, that's understandable, that's conceivable? Can you turn on your television and look at black and white and look at color and look at sound? And now they have surround sound. Can you carry a little box with you called the Joe Box? And in that, the sound is wonderfully modulated. The sound is fantastic. And it will reproduce any source. It'll play from any source at all and give you good listening. And it's operated on a battery. 15 hours before you have to recharge it again. But the possibility is there. Now, the battery is going to change. And soon there'll be no battery needed, because it'll be the energy of our thought, which is all the real energy that there is anyhow. We are fantastic. Are you ready to live your entire life this moment? Think about it. Whether you're ready or not, you're doing it. Now, take this moment and say, I like that. I really like that. That is something I can conceive, and that is something I can believe, and that I like. Now, when you say that, you enter into a whole new domain of expression, and you enter into it. Now, you get in a car, and you're in that car. You get in a Cadillac, or you get in a Ford. You get in a Lincoln, or you get in a Buick. You get in a Nissan. You get into any car. And each has its own awareness. The generalities are all the same, but each has its own uniqueness. You and I each have our own uniqueness, and yet we are all human beings in human bodies expressing humanity. But when we wake up, we'll realize our car doesn't need gas. Our car doesn't need maintenance. Our car doesn't even need to be. We visualize ourselves there with any thought we have. But we do it in the now. And as we do it in the now, we are enjoying ourselves tremendously. Are you ready for this now adventure? Do you want to recognize that the discs that we had, the things that we've experienced, the things that we've known, are all changing. Not that they're changing. They're all revealing, living in the now, in this moment, all that really is there and how truly exciting it is. So, as we woke up to snow this morning, let's wake up to that fact that we are all right now. My entire life, I live this moment. And I live this moment my entire life because that's the way it is. And I love it. Yes, truly I love it. And it is my choice. It's my attitude. My decision. It is my glory. And it is wonderful indeed. Flash! I live my entire life this moment. Neat, huh? Really neat.